her carpets did arrive too. Did she show y'all her carpets?
No.
Her carpets came. The carpets I talked her into buying. They have arrived.
I cannot wait till this house gets so pretty and then you guys figure out there's a ghost in there.
Wow, why would you wish that on me?
Why does every place have to have a ghost?
Because Chicago's been around for a while. All old cities have ghosts up the
way. Well, I was going to say, everything has a ghost.
Funny you should mention that, because one of the stories I'm working on is trying to find Southside ghost stories.
Like in ghosts.
Particularly Black Chicago ghost stories, because
of course,
everything here, North Side, some parts of the South Side, but nothing in Black Chicago.
Like in hotels, like where are the ghosts located?
Well, ghosts can be anywhere, Melissa. They don't.
Yeah, but I feel like hotels are more interesting.
They don't have to check in.
My guess would be historic buildings because they ain't been renovated.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, they're ghost refugees. They can't be in the other buildings because people are too loud, so they go to the abandoned ones.
Okay.
Poor ghosts.
Poor ghosts.
I was doing, what was that? The Saints one, but I didn't finish it because it was the audiobook, and sometimes I can't get into the audiobook. I think I bought it, the paper kind, or the ebook.
The paper kind.
Well, I haven't had the paper. Well, I do have a couple of paper books, physical, I guess, is what you would call them.
What you, a plebeian, would call them,
right?
Yeah.
Those of us who live in the internet call them paper.
Analog book books.
Old.
Right.
Oh, that gets into the next level.
Can y'all stop saying that before she is in the TV?
Right. Like I was just playing. Like
we all know she's in the mirror.
Can we, guys?
Excuse me, this 2020 bloody. You almost got me. She has updated herself.
She's on Instagram now.
She's on TikTok. You better watch out.
You might as well say Candyman at this point.
Hey, don't start.
Where is that thing? She's like, don't do that.